FM Rewind, File 88.1.
Well, in case you missed it, this past Monday, the 12th of May, South Africa joined the world in celebrating International Nurses Day, a day that honors the work of nurses and marks the birthday of Florence Nightingale, who is the founder of modern nursing. And this year's theme is Our Nurses, Our Future. Caring for nurses strengthens economies, to be honest with you. It reminds us that we cannot support our nurses only. We also have to make sure that we strengthen our health care. The support has to come with strengthening our healthcare system and our society as a whole. But nursing, it isn't easy. I've worked with nurses for 2 years during the administration of the COVID-19 vaccine. It wasn't easy at all. They face long hours of work, emotional stress, staff shortages, and often unsafe conditions. Yet, they continue to show up each and every day with compassion, with care, and resilience. And as the Department of Health says that nurses are the backbone of our health system. You know, it's true because they do make sure that our patients are taken care of. They also make sure that they educate our communities. You know, they support our families during any type of crisis, especially if you're from the rural areas. You know the advices that nurses do give out, especially when one is diagnosed with any form of illness. And sadly, we are facing a real shortage of nurses in South Africa, especially at the bedside. And this puts added pressure on those already in the system. And still, the calling continues. And that's something that we need to celebrate. It is vital for us to commemorate this week and this month and dedicate our love and, you know, words of encouragement to our dear professionals in the nursing industry. And on the line, we are joined by Sister Matsidiso Mosai, who is a passionate nursing professional specializing in midwifery and neonatology. She is the CEO and founder of Aronka Bupilo Mother and Baby Wellness Center. She is joining us on the line. Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, and I'm really honored to be part of this interesting and compassionate coding of nurses.
Indeed, sister, you know, it's very important for us to commemorate and, you know, celebrate the work that you do. But, you know, to start off with this conversation, let's talk about the inspiration that, you know, led you to getting into this profession. What inspired you?
You know, what inspired me is that I remember when, after completing my matric, I actually wanted to be an accountant. But for some reasons, you know what, it didn't come. It almost like everyone would come to me asking for help, asking for guidance, asking me about the conditions or what happens to the hospital. And I'm asking myself, or why are these people coming to me, whereas I don't even know anything about all of these things? And there was a lady, was also an elderly in church, that also wanted to open a home-based, where I started doing a volunteering work. And from there, just helping those people, you know, when that era when HIV was still at the most, you know, when it was really heartbreaking and people were dying of HIV and you didn't know what is it that we were dealing with. That's when, you know, I would see that, you know, what is anything that I'm doing impactful. And that is what really touched me, to say that I am also part of making a difference in people's life, and I would really want to continue and see what is it that I can do better and greater to the community.
Amazing. And you've been in the industry for quite some time now. What has been one of the most rewarding moments in your nursing career? The one that stands out for you?
Oh, the one that stands for me, you can see that I'm a midwife. So actually, it's when you have assisted a mother that has delivered a premature baby. And this lady was a young lady. I think she was about 17 years old. And in her misery, you know, when she was feeling that, you know, she's not really wanted by the community, she's just going to be stigmatized, they are just not going to welcome her, of whatever it is that has happened, that she has a baby at this young age. And it was a premature at that time. Me helping that a lady, that girl, you know, when she was really much distressed about everything, not knowing even what to expect, what is going to happen. And she gives birth at an early stage of pregnancy. And, you know, that baby was weighing about 700 grams. But by God's grace, that baby survived. That baby survived, and we gave her all the support that we could. And she even went back to school. So that's what inspired to say that we are making a difference.
Yeah, indeed. And there are so many challenges that nurses face. I did mention earlier on that they face long hours of work, emotional stress, staff shortages, and often unsafe conditions, especially within public hospitals. We also heard on the news that one of the hospitals in Tembisa, you know, there was a fire that erupted and equipments were burned, and patients had to be moved from one section to the other. And I want us to talk about the challenges that nurses still face in this day and age, and how can we deal with it?
You know, it's heartbreaking when you see that we have so many nurses that are really much dedicated, that are compassionate, that, you know, even in whatever the circumstances, they even improvise in making sure that the care of the patient continues, the quality is still maintained, because they are upheld and they need to be accountable for everything that they do. You know, as a nurse, when you are in a place and there's something that is happening, you need to even, you remember that you need to even take accountability. So yes, it is still challenging to see our health facilities that are depreciating and that are depleting each and every time, instead of seeing a growth and better environment for our nurses. And that's what even causes more stress and frustrations to our nurses, because I think they put so much effort in whatever that they do, but they are not being met halfway because of their limited resources, because of this limited equipment. It's very much challenging, because if that fire erupted and you were with a patient that you needed to give care, nurses try by all means to make some sort of ways to ensure that still the care continues, even under those conditions.
Now, I want us to talk about your experience within the educational or the education sector, since you are also one of the lecturers educating and inspiring young people. And from your perspective, do you see young people being as passionate as you used to be back in the days, or are you at a point where you view it as perhaps a result of unemployment, where young people choose nursing because there are greater chances of them getting employed?
You know, with this, what I've seen is the nurses are coming now as an opportunity for employment. It's not no longer about calling. It's few that you will find that when you ask them why they came into the nursing profession, they will give you inspiring messages or inspiring events that made them to become nurses. And I see that it is also a challenging because with a lot of workload also in relation to the academical requirements, clinical requirements, and that they need to perform in spite of all those things. So when it comes to that, it becomes so much heavier. It becomes so challenging that they are not able to perform to their most ability. They are not able to perform to ensure that they pass adequately. So you can see that there is even a lack of understanding whereby they need more support in relation to these academical requirements because they lack now to balance. Remember that as a student, you need to balance between theory, clinical hours, also clinical work, and also the ongoing assessment. So you find that there is, it also contributes to the poor performance. And also in relation to the challenges that we've talked about with regard to the limited resources, the shortages of staff in the facilities. When the students are now going there, they are expected to form part of the working or permanent staff within the facility, which also limits them to the exposure that it is required of them to accomplish to ensure that they perform well.
I mean, sometimes young people fall in love with the profession from the outside, not knowing the challenges that nurses go through. And apart from academic qualities, what personal or, if I should say, characteristics do you think one should have in order to withstand the challenges of being a nurse?
Okay, the most important qualities I see is compassion. You know, having caring, you know, as a person, you know that you need to care. We are part of the families, we are part of the communities, and we also taking care of our families. So as a person, if you are instilled with passion from a young age and you are a caring person by virtue or by birth, it's easy for you to now show this compassion to the greater community. Compassion talks for me, professionalism, the way you do things, the way you carry yourself, the way you talk, because it's not only about you as a nurse, but it's about the people that you're going to serve and about also taking accountability, knowing that each and every action, it has its consequences, whether it is good or whether it is bad. So meaning that, know that whatever the actions that you take, you need to also account for that. So know and understand why you are doing a certain thing. Why are you nursing? Why are you giving this medication? Why are you taking this patient from point A to B? You need to know that. How are you going to account for that? You need to have integrity. Because now patients, they trust nurses, they give their lives unto nurses. So you have to have integrity to know that they trust you with their information about their lives. So they expect you to do a miracle. And finally, you need to be resilient. Because resilience is the one that will also help you to deal with the context of healthcare conditions, whether tough, and because sometimes it's even unpredictable. So if you are resilient and also you are a critical thinker, like when there's an emergency that erupted in Tembisa, they had to think quickly on what to do in order to save lives of the people that were there. And the other thing that I can also add on that is that nursing is also a lifelong learning. You need to take it as a lifelong learning, because as a good or excellent nurse, you never stop from growing or finding out more on how can it be done better. So you are forever growing.
I mean, the Department of Health stated that nurses are the backbone of our health system. You know, they care for patients, they educate communities and support families during life's most difficult times. But on the other side, the grass is not greener because of nurses face long hours of work, 12 hours, 7 to 7, emotional stress, staff shortages and unsafe conditions, not to mention, you know, the salaries that you know, nurses get paid, you know, because from my opinion, I mean, perspective, especially taking it back to the days where I used to work with nurses, I would suggest and also, you know, advise that nurses be well paid, you know. And how can we solve these difficulties and come up with a solution, especially the one that will bring about changes to future nurses who are now still students?
Yeah, it's sad to see the conditions that nurses work under, and to find that they are underpaid, because in the in this economy that we are living in, it requires everybody at least to be better paid to accommodate all these challenges, financial challenges, forever increasing of the rates and taxes, forever increasing of the groceries, and that they have families to take care of. And if you can also see that a lot of nurses are the breadwinners in their families. And if they cannot find a compensation, you know, in all or in everything that they do, they end up feeling that, you know what, it is not worth it and we don't want that. Because as you are saying that the nurses are the backbone. If you go to the hospital, to the clinic, everything it is required for a nurse. If the hospital is dirty, they ask a nurse. If the patients didn't get food, they ask the nurse. If whatever the procedures were not done, they ask the nurse. You will never hear them complaining about the doctor. So it's all about the nurse who has to mediate across the border, across every multidisciplinary team. A nurse is expected to answer to this.
I've also seen I think it was just a video clip of Poppy Ramatuba years back when she was still the in the health sector back in Limpopo, reprimanding nurses at a public hospital. And I was like, my goodness, there's a lot that nurses are blamed for, and you know, not many of them are prepared from scratch to know the realities that nurses face, especially at a workplace. And just to wrap up the interview, what is your message to young people considering nursing as a career, especially in the current climate? As I mentioned earlier on, that we still have majority of young people who want to get into the profession only because of what they see from the outside, not knowing the challenges they face, not knowing the challenges that nurses go through. What would you like to say to a young person considering nursing as a career in this day and age?
Okay, thank you for that. Before maybe I can answer that, I would like, I honestly think that the government can actually see the perspective of nurses, their working conditions, and really consider paying them better. I think that is also one that is going to motivate the young ones to even be interested in coming to nursing. Okay? So nursing is more than a career. It is a calling. Because if you are passionate about healing people, in adapting, and you are willing to grow through these challenges that I've been talking about, you can find it fulfilling because you will be able to navigate. Because with resilience, you will be able to stand tall. And to know that the impact that you are doing will also be seen as profound. But with the right support, with adequate dedication, and with the right recognition of what the nurses are doing out there, to not take it for granted.
Indeed, sister. We're just running out of time right now, sister, as you speak. You know, we need to have part two of this conversation. For those who'd like to get hold of you, how can they do that?
They can get to me through TikTok. It's at Matsidi Somasai, WhatsApp at Matsidi 0659700787. Facebook, Instagram, I'm also there. It's just at Matsidiso, @Matsidiso.
All right. Amazing, amazing. Thank you so much for joining us right here on Voice of Vets 88.1, and have a splendid evening, eh?
Thank you very much for the invite, and I hope you also enjoy your evening.
Amazing. That was Sister Matsidiso Musai joining us on the line to celebrate International Nurses Week. Well, let's take a listen to Vets University nursing students proudly talking about their profession in commemoration of International Nurses Day.
Hi, I'm a nurse. So are they and them. But for now, we are just students.
As a nursing student, each day is filled with the most rewarding experiences. We care for our patients. We share in their joy and their pain. And we know that every second counts.
We strive to make life easier for our patients, keeping them comfortable, positive, and well looked after. We help them through scary procedures. We speak for those who can't. And we are privileged to be able to share in new beginnings and tough endings, each carving unique stories into our hearts.
It's our job to help people get better. Nursing is our superpower.
We may never earn what we deserve, but we've given up our lives to learn how to save yours.
Caring is our oxygen, and we prefer our coffee intravenously.
We are nursing students, and we love what we do. Together, we are the heart of the hospital.
To all the nursing students out there, your journey matters. Your hard work, your long nights, your heart for people, it all counts. You are training to step into one of the most important roles in our country and to our communities. Let's not wait for one day a year to show our appreciation. Let's respect, support, and thank our nurses every chance we get.
FM Rewind, File 88.1.